You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. There has been a supreme crisis in the country of Ukraine, located between Russia and Europe, and some of our very best media journalists have said this is a monumental crisis. Now, you don't hear too much about it, but it is nevertheless something that is going to change the course of world history. It's going to do that, and it's going to take us a giant step closer to World War III, and you're going to see that happen. Now, there are two verses in the Bible that tell you essentially what is happening in the Ukraine, that really explain it and give you an insight of what is behind it all and how it's happening and what it all means. These verses talk about an individual that I talked about a few weeks ago, the Prince of Rosh, or Prince of Russia. And I said then, and I'm about 99% sure, that Vladimir Putin is that Prince of Rosh talked about in Ezekiel 38 in verse 1. But there's also another individual there in those two verses, another individual that God, that an Ezekiel type that God says to this son of man to proclaim this message in the end time. So there are actually two men, two individuals that are there. Now, I want to remind you what I talked about November the 24th, 2013. I got into the two verses, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 2. And then it was just 5 days after that program was aired that the president of Russia shocked the whole world by turning the Ukraine away from Europe and toward embracing Russia. Now, that was something that was totally unexpected. Everybody expected the Ukraine to make a deal with Europe and be a part of the European Union, at least allied with them in some fashion. But then after that decision was made by the president of Ukraine, about 500,000 people were out demonstrating. A 500,000 people who did not want to go back to Mother Russia, did not want to be a part of Vladimir Putin, but there wasn't much they could do about it, and they haven't done much of anything to this point, but they were demonstrating in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. So what does it all mean? This is going to be something that causes Europe to unite in a way that this world can't even imagine. It's going to have a lot to do with causing Europe to develop into what the Bible calls, really, the Holy Roman Empire, or the world calls it that, and the Bible talks a great deal about it. But it's going to lead to the best news this world has ever heard or even experienced. The Messiah is coming right at the end of all of this. Now, there are over 100 prophecies in your Bible that tell you that, and yet you hear almost nothing about them. So what does it all mean? You might ask yourself, well, is it just coincidence that maybe this happened in the Ukraine 5 days after our program was aired? Now, maybe it was. I don't know. But if you are proclaiming God's prophecies, then God is certainly, if they are His prophecies, He's going to work with that message and bring a lot of things into sync there together, because after all, He does tell this Son of Man to proclaim and warn the world of what is coming. So if you're speaking about God's prophecies, you can be sure God is going to be helping you in many other ways. And I think a lot of these things that happen are well planned. But anyhow, these prophecies ought to be shaking the world. And here's a journalist that sees what is really happening. Let me read to you what he wrote. 20 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, Ukraine is slipping back under Kremlin control. Ukraine's shock decision to opt for Vladimir Putin's Russia and pull out of the EU talks on the eve of an historic deal is a dramatic upset to the European balance of power. Well, what does that mean if the whole balance of power is upset? Well, that changes the course of world history. That's what he's saying. He goes on to say a little later, Ukraine's government suddenly bowed deeply to the Kremlin. The politics of brutal pressure evidently work, said Sweden's foreign minister, Carl Bildt. So it all happened because of one man. One man. Now, that's a lot of power and a lot of brazen risk-taking. If you look at this from just about any angle. And he goes on to say it has emerged that President Viktor Yanukovych flew secretly to Moscow 2 weeks ago to see Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin has been tightening the screws for months, blocking shipments of goods and targeting heavy industry in the eastern region that depends on the Russian market. The guerrilla warfare, he calls it a guerrilla warfare in what he's doing economically. That is what Mr. Putin is doing. Guerrilla warfare. Now that's getting pretty tough in this world that is so filled with nuclear weapons that a lot of terrible things could happen. But anyhow, the guerrilla warfare tactics have pushed Ukraine to the brink of financial collapse. And he concludes by saying Matt Person from Open Europe and said the collapse of talks is a major defeat for EU strategy or the European Union. The lesson is that EU soft power diplomacy, he says, has hit its limits, just about as ours has with Iran. We just don't know it. But playing a carrot and stick doesn't work when you come up against a real hard power like Russia. This is a highly significant moment, he said. Highly significant. And he said it's very damaging to the EU or the European Union prestige and power. Now, what is Europe going to begin to do about this? It's just astonishing how the Europe and really America has done almost nothing. Now, we know that the European Union has 27 or 28 nations now as a part of that combine, and it's going to be reduced to 10 kings rather than 28. So says your Bible, 10 kings that are going to rule over that Holy Roman Empire led by Germany, and we've been proclaiming that for some 70 years, and it's spoken of many places in your Bible. It's going to be a church-state combine that's going to be a real superpower. So says your Bible. Vladimir Putin is building something there, causing something that he's probably not really aware of that much. But anyhow, this is a giant step toward World War III according to Bible prophecy. But it all has the most wonderful ending that you could even imagine, and a lot more. Now, this one act by Putin is going to have a big impact. So watch Europe now and see how they respond to this, because world events are moving just like a flash of lightning these days, and you need to be aware of what's happening. Here is what we quoted in our Philadelphia Trumpet, and I'll just mention and paraphrase it, that I wrote about this in 2008 and wrote that about when Russia attacked Georgia, and I said now that Ukraine is the breadbasket of Russia, you think Don't you think that they would go to war over Ukraine and that will come soon? You can read that in a reprint article we have on the October 2008 Trumpet issue. But even recently, Charles Krauthammer, after the Ukraine crisis, had this to say. "This is no trivial matter," columnist Charles Krauthammer wrote. "Ukraine is not just the largest European country. It's the linchpin for Vladimir Putin's dream of a renewed imperial Russia." It's the linchpin. If you know what a linchpin is, that's the pin in an axle to keep the wheel from coming off. And this is a linchpin agreement, holding everything together and keeping the wheels from coming off of Mr. Putin's dream of a new Soviet empire. That's what it's all about. And this is going to change everything as far as the power of Russia is concerned. And it's going to make the creating of that new empire feasible and make it happen right before our eyes. Without Ukraine, the wheels of that empire fall off. Now, you see, with all their nukes and all of their power, they can cause all kinds of problems. But just remember, back in 2005, the Russian president Vladimir Putin called the demise of the Soviet Empire the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. Now, almost everybody in the West thought just the opposite. But if the Ukraine were to ally itself with Europe, let me tell you, that would really diminish the power of Vladimir Putin. And he knows that and sees that, and that whole Soviet Empire architecture was built around the Ukraine being a part of it. And still, Russia has its biggest fleet, naval fleet, in Ukraine to this day. Now, you can see that if they have their largest military base outside of Russia there in the Ukraine, you can see why Putin wants that country so much into the Soviet Empire or the Russian Empire. A couple more comments. This one from the scripture I want to discuss with you again, that is just truly astounding what God tells us specifically that is happening in this end time. But the Wall Street Journal, well, I can just paraphrase it. They just said that this is such an important moment, and yet neither party in this country, the U.S., really seemed to realize the importance of it and what it all means. I mean, this is something that is going to cause no small splash in this world. But there's one man only that is responsible for this, Vladimir Putin. He is the cause of it all. It wouldn't have happened without him using his power and having the will to step out and shake the nations, as Haggai says. And you can read about that in our Haggai booklet if you'd like to write for it or request it. But it's all prophesied in two verses of your Bible. Really, the whole gist of this and the whole development here is covered in those two verses. And I want to go through those again today, and with some added thoughts that I didn't use on the November 24th program. Notice what it says in Ezekiel 38 and verse 1. "And the word of the Eternal came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him." There is a prince here that God says, I want you to prophesy against. And here's what we wrote in our article that we're going to send you if you want it, that tells you all about Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2. But anyhow, going on here, the marginal correction, as in the Moffat and other translations has it, the Prince of Rosh and Meshech and Tubal. This is identified as Russia. The Rosh is under modern English spelling simply Russia. Meshech is in modern English spelling is Moscow. Tubal is in modern English spelling is Tobolsk, the Asian capital of Russia. But that's the capital of Eastern Russia. But this is an enormous landscape. It's an enormous land there in Russia and beyond Russia, because they're going to be allied with other nations, and all kinds of power is going to be led by Russia. And that includes China, where they're acting very much like Vladimir Putin, and I'll get into that if I have time. But the goal of Vladimir Putin is to restore the Soviet Union. That's his dream. And in this case, it includes the Ukraine. And that's what Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2 is all about. That's what it's all about. And that book of Ezekiel is an end time book. Our booklet on Ezekiel will prove that to you very easily. But look, what God is telling us is if we don't really get into the Bible, we can't understand these prophecies. But they're just absolutely dumbfounding in many ways what is happening before our eyes, and yet so few people understand it. So few understand it. Now you look at verses 8 and verse 16 of this same chapter, and you'll see that this is all about the latter days. Well, what are the latter days? Well, they're the days we're living in right now. And a prince of Rosh, or prince of Russia, would come on the scene using great power to restore an empire that had been collapsing for years. And it's going to be used as God's army, as I showed you last time. But these are end-time prophecies. Let me just read those two verses to you again. And the word of the Eternal came unto me. Here's another man saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog. In other words, you proclaim a message against Gog and the land of Magog and the chief prince of Rosh, it should read, or Moscow, and Tobolsk, and prophesy against him. So one man is to prophesy against another man. Two men that God's very elect surely will know who these two men are, and that will tell them where God's work is and where God's message is and where God's fulfilled prophecy is and where God's revelation is. It will all be there, and it'll revolve around two individuals and a great power on this earth. Two specific individuals. Can you believe that God would get that specific in the Bible? Now, He does tell us we're to live by every word of God. That's in Matthew 4 and verse 4 in the New Testament, and that's quoted from Deuteronomy 8 and verse 4 in the Old Testament. So it's all one book, one Bible, and the only book on this earth that has the living Word of God according to Jesus Christ. He proved that those two books are essentially about the Old and the New Covenants. But the Word, what it says there in verse 1, came to me. You see, God had to give Ezekiel this message, but there's an Ezekiel type in this end time that God is going to reveal this message to. What does this mean in Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2? If it's for the end time, well, we'd better understand it or the Bible is meaningless. If we don't understand these major prophecies in your Bible, we have to have the interpretation revealed to us. Who is this Son of Man? Who is He? And where is the revelation of God? Now, we have an article that we reprint article we want to send you. And if you request it, all of our literature is free and we'll send it to you. But it's entitled, Is Vladimir Putin the Prince of Rosh? And as I said before, I'm 99% sure he is. So again, you have two specific individuals talked about in your Bible. How much do you hear people talking or leaders or ministers talking about such a thing in Bible prophecy? How often do you hear anything like that? It says in Ezekiel 33 and verse 33, if you go over a few chapters, it says they're going to know that a prophet has been in their midst. They're going to know it after these things come to pass. It's going to be too late physically, but not spiritually. But it's going to be too late physically. And then in that same chapter, it talks about the watchman, singular. He's also a watchman. He's supposed to watch what's happening in Russia and Ukraine and Europe and the Middle East and warn the people. God says, you warn them of what comes out of my mouth. This is not the word of man, in spite of what people try to tell you. It comes right from the word of God's, right from God's mouth. That's really, really significant and important. Now, the Bible comes alive when we can understand these specific prophecies like that. So keep that in mind. And then there's also a prophecy over in Revelation 9, verse 16. I'll quickly read it. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And that's 200 million man army. And you couldn't even assemble a 200 million man army unless it were in the Russia and China area. You couldn't even do it. And that's an end time prophecy. And it's the same prophecy that Ezekiel 38 verses 1 and 2 are talking about. There's going to be a powerful leader that's going to lead that whole powerful superpower and shock the whole world. And they're going to have a clash with a great European power, and which will also be led by a man that we believe we know already who might very well fulfill that role. Even now, China's expanding into airspace over certain waters in Asia, in the East China Sea, in waters claimed by Japan and South Korea. Those are our allies. And they're really, really in a furor of over what's going on, and America is doing nothing to help them, and nobody here seems to be that concerned about it. But they should be, because China now is developing a leader very much like Vladimir Putin. In our article that you will send to you, China's military power continues to grow, underpinned by an economic might on course to surpass America's by 2020. That's just a couple of years, or a few years down the road. Just a few years down the road. And that this article also says that this will likely cement the president's control over China's military, domestic security, and foreign policy. The Wall Street Journal says it would help make him, quote, the country's most individually powerful leader since Deng Xiaoping. So here you have a leader in China that's really coming on the scene, very much like Vladimir Putin. Do we realize where this is all leading? These are superpowers with all kinds of nuclear bombs and all kinds of military power. Do we realize where this is all leading? Can we look at this and believe that there has to be a great world war clash? Nobody can stop it from happening. Nobody. So we have to realize, though, that this is all good news. Because Jesus Christ he returns to this earth at the very end of this clash between those two powers. And those two powers are going to be destroyed by Jesus Christ himself. He is going to destroy them, or there would be no flesh saved alive, according to Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Jesus Christ is about to return, and there are over 100 100 prophecies telling us that. And surely we ought to be studying our Bible and understanding those prophecies because they have such deep meaning and are so important to you. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information about today's program on Russia and Ukraine, request our free book on Ezekiel, along with our free reprint article, Is Vladimir Putin the Prophesied Prince of Rosh? You'll also be sent a free DVD of the Key of David program, Russia in Prophecy. All of today's free literature will help you understand the significance of the recent agreements between Russia and Ukraine. These recent headlines are part of Bible prophecy, which lead right to the return of Jesus Christ. Can you believe that your Bible actually tells of events to occur on this earth concerning major national powers today? You'll be amazed to see how specific Bible prophecy is. While most media outlets don't give much information on the recent crisis in the Ukraine, our free literature will give you insight into the importance of the events occurring in Russia and Europe. There's a lot more at stake than most people realize. Russia is rebuilding her empire, and yet few are paying attention to this monumental development. To further your study, request our free book on Ezekiel, along with our free reprint article, Is Vladimir Putin the Prophesied Prince of Rosh? You'll also be sent a free DVD of the Key of David program, Russia in Prophecy. Also, be sure to request a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Don't miss this month's issue, which also takes an in-depth look at Russia's latest power grabs. Articles also include an inside look at the Trumpet Daily program, which can be viewed at the Trumpet's website. For a sneak peek at this month's Trumpet magazine, as well as daily articles and videos, please visit us online at thetrumpet.com. Request our free book on Ezekiel, along with our free reprint article, Is Vladimir Putin the Prophesied Prince of Rosh? You'll also be sent a free DVD of the Key of David program, Russia in Prophecy. You'll also be sent a free subscription to the Trumpet magazine. All of our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Request your free literature now. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083.